Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 26th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. O2 has decided to launch free Wi-Fi hotspots for everyone. Yes, they're going to take public places and retailers and they're going to deck them out with Wi-Fi kits that anyone can get onto. All you need to get on them is a Pulse and a web-enabled device. You don't even have to be an O2 customer to do it. They're going to be just like the cloud, that's the BT Open Zone service, but unlike that, it's going to be free of charge once you get on there. Well done, O2, huzzah, fantastic company. Virgin Media has rolled out 100 megabits a second to 150,000 more homes. They started testing this down in Kent and now they've gone into Pentwyn, Southport and Hatfield. So they'll all get 100 megabits a second. I want it desperately, please. Come on, Virgin, get up here as fast as you can. I want some too. In a fantastic piece of news, Andrew Crossley stood up yesterday and said that his firm, ACS, would not be sending out speculative invoicing letters to people demanding £500 from people who are accused of peer-to-peer file sharing and that kind of stuff. Yeah, even when they haven't done it, perhaps. He said it was because he's been getting death threats and also that it just wasn't right, of course. And the presiding judge, Judge Burst, said, "No, hang on a second. I think you're trying to avoid judicial oversight here. I'm going to keep going." Well done, Judge Burst. So they could be in a hot water and there's also risks of prosecutions coming and civil cases from the Pirate Party and all sorts. So it looked like there was a bit of circling of the wagons. I hope you get stuffed, Andrew. Do apologise. Obama's State of the Union address went live last night and it was definitely Web 2.0. Their broadcast went out and streamed live on the internet and immediately afterwards he was available for an open for questions event on Twitter using the hashtag SOTU. Very, very good. I don't think Obama was actually on Twitter, but we shall see. The Russians are blaming the terror attacks that they've recently sustained on modern warfare too, because in that, of course, a terrorist explodes a bomb in the middle of an airport. Well, the airport attack of last week at Domodedov Airport killed 35 people and injured 110 and was pretty bad. However, the Russians are saying, of course, don't forget that modern warfare 2 was made by the Americans. It's the Cold War all over again. Verizon has announced its pricing. The personal hotspot for the Verizon iPhone is going to be at $20 for 2 gigabytes of transfer. Why, when you've got an unlimited data plan at $35, then do you need that? Well, it seems that they're not prepared to let people just go on the internet and get whatever they want when they want. There has to be a limitation. So if you enable your Wi-Fi hotspot, you're going to pay extra on top of the $35 that they're going to charge you for supposedly unlimited data. By my experience of O2's Wi-Fi hotspot, it's pretty cool. Mark Zuckerberg has proved that he has absolutely no social etiquette yet again, despite owning a great social network, because he's going to put your face in advertisements without your permission. If you go into Starbucks using Facebook Places, your friends will then immediately get an advertisement there that shows your face going into Starbucks, because obviously, birds of a feather flock together. Bah! Yes, you sheep, you'll all be in there going back and buying stuff from Starbucks just because your mates do, of course. It's a complete and utter travesty, and anyone who knows anything about use of images will know that that's not allowed. Unless, of course, you didn't read the small print because it's signed away in your Facebook agreement. Oh dear. And spam levels are at their lowest level since 2009. Symantec commissioned a report and apparently now spam only makes up 78.6% of total email traffic, when January last year it was 83.9%. What they haven't said is whether total traffic is up or not, because if it is, then I'm afraid it's not an awful lot more. 80% of the total data is spam, come on! CompuLab has made the tiny Tegra 2 computer. It's called the Trim Slice. It looks absolutely brilliant. It's very, very tiny if you look at the size of the USB ports on it and the Ethernet port on it. It's got two USBs. It's got audio in and audio out. It's got an HDMI. It's got two HDMIs and it's got an Ethernet port as well as. How much it's going to cost, it doesn't actually say on the report. But if it's a decent price, I'm a four to run the Skywall, please. Razer has debuted the Ferox. It's a portable gaming speaker. It's only $60 for a pair, and they look fantastic. They also sit upside down so that they pump air into the air, and then they've got little deflectors that give a 360 omnidirectional dispersion. It sounds fantastic. What really is great is not just the fact that it comes with a carrying case, but there's 12 hours of battery life in each one, and if they're rechargeable, that sounds fantastic. And finally, you're not going to believe this, the word robot has been around for 90 years as of today. It would seem that in 1921, a Czech playwright called Karel Kopek released a play called Rosam's Universal Robots, which premiered in Prague in 1921 and came to New York a year later. And that's where the word robot comes from. It comes from the Czech word robota, meaning serf labour, and apparently was the idea of his brother, not him. That's more interesting than entertaining, isn't it? Yeah. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day and thanks for listening.